Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Here's another voice note from the past. Enjoy.
Today, I am manifesting awareness and appreciation of the tool of abundance of money. And so, to begin, it's 8:21 in the morning, and I woke up in this beautiful home in amazingly abundant Monterey. And I woke up in my bed with amazing sheets and warm blankets and pillows with pillowcases and this beautiful frame and wonderful mattress and box spring. And I woke up nice and warm because our house has well working heat. And I woke up to my sweet tango boy who initially sneezed in my face, which reminded me that he needs his medicine along with his food. And I'm so grateful that I used the tool of money to buy the medication that he needs and to take him to the vet when he needs. And I got up and I went to the kitchen and I poured him some kibble, specific kibble, because he has IBD. And so he's on a very specific intestinal food. And I sat down and I read my book that I bought from a local bookstore here. And the amount of information and entertainment and knowledge that's in this book is so incredible, so abundant. And I went to cook breakfast. I had some wonderful eggs and cheese and tomato and spinach, all things that I can readily buy at the grocery store using the tool of money. I sat on this beautiful couch in our living room, very comfortable couch, and ate my food and cuddled with Tango and watched the sunrise from my door over the beautiful Monterey Bay. I'm so appreciative for the tool of money that allows us to be in this place at this time to see the absolute beauty of Monterey and to be living so comfortably. And I had some coffee and some lovely creamer in my coffee, again, readily available with the tool of money from a grocery store. Outside my window is this sweet mom doe and her little fawn. And again, I'm just so grateful for this house. I love this house and where we're located. And again, the abundant nature that's all around all the time. I can walk down to the beach and find even more beautiful, abundant wildlife. I'm going to take a friend to a nearby park that is supposed to have a bunch of monarch butterflies passing through. And I'm so excited to get in the car and have a car that I bought with the tool of money, have the gas that's in my car for me to go, and then get to experience this beautiful natural experience once again, because we live in beautiful, abundant Monterey. Everything that we do is connected to the tool of abundance of money. And I don't say that in a way to be in lack or scarcity or fear. I am looking at it as my relationship with the tool of money and how wonderful it truly is, and to also show gratitude and to remind myself that the true abundance is this wonder and awe of what is all around me in the universe and the world and the created reality I currently live in. And to remember that it's all energy. And so when I create and I serve and I offer up my creative energy for others to be part of, and they compensate being in the energy that I am offering with their own tool of money, of abundance, that we are literally exchanging our energies of creation, that they also created in order to have the tool of money, whether that was working for somebody else or working for themselves. They were creative and used their creative energy and were paid in the tool of money. And so all we are ever doing is creating and then sharing our creative energies with one another. At the base, that is what this is. This is what our real reality from an energetic standpoint is. And we just use the tool of money to help with that, to create value so we can trade it. Because I can't necessarily give my energy away in a specific thing to the grocer. And the tool of money allows me to do that. And so, like any relationship, in order for it to grow and enhance from time to time, looking at it, becoming more aware of the relationship that we have, and also giving gratitude and appreciation for that relationship and what it can be, will take us to places we never thought possible in that relationship. We are tending to that relationship. And so that is what I am concentrating on in every moment of today, because I am manifesting this awareness and this gratitude.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.